At what point did the name change from the family tree?
Okay, that was the first piece of business we had to attend to.
Mm-hmm.
So we send the family tree tape up to Stan. Stan Plesser. Okay, we go out to L.A. And he plays the tape for A&M. They research the name Family Tree, and Family Tree was taken, copyrighted and owned and published and whatever by this little folk group up in New England. They had several records out under the name Family Tree. So we had to change the name. We knew we had to change the name right from the very first start, from the very first minute. So we're going, oh, what are we going to change it to? So we had a party. We went out and got a bunch of beer, tequila, various other adult libations, and had a name the band party. So we started out, and it was kind of going along, and then as the beer and tequila began to disappear, the names got funnier. And some of the names we didn't use were we were going to call ourselves the Buffalo Chips. Wrong. Can't use that. We were going to name ourselves the Undercover Overalls.
Right.
No, can't use that.
Right.
We were going to use, oh, good Lord, there were tons of them. And at the time, in the early 70s, there were a lot of bands out called the Pure Prairie League and the New Riders of the Purple Sage. Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen.
You went on a tour with a lot of those bands. Didn't you guys share stages?
We played thousands of gigs with all those guys.
Great guys, man.
Right. Before we met them, we knew we had to change the name. So as the tequila disappeared, one of the names one of the guys came up with was, what about this? How about Cosmic Corncob and his amazing Ozark Mountain Daredevils? And we all laughed. Ah, ha, ha, that's really funny. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Ha, 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 hee, hee, hee. And so the party went on. We didn't even think anything about it till we got to the end of the party. And then Stan was going, wait a minute, let's go back to that, to the word Ozark.
Right.
You know, of course, it's the region where we're from. And the word itself is steeped so deeply in mystery and phonics. And it just looks cool. O and a Z and a K, Ozark. It just sounds. So we shortened it down to Ozark Mountain Daredevils. And none of us really liked that, none of us in the band, because none of us were really, we didn't really feel daredevilish on a daily basis.
Right.
I didn't want to get up and all of a sudden be, you know, big rock guy. You know, I didn't want to, you know, wake up and immediately become Bret Michaels.
Well, it formed a huge following, a huge cult. It gave a lot of people, your band gave a lot of people up in the Midwest something to grab a hold of.
Yeah, because we were from the Midwest.
That's right, and they could relate, and y'all ruled for a period up there in that neck of the woods.
So we used the name Ozark Mountain Daredevils, and then we started making our records under that name.
And yeah, and so now you've wrote a book about that. All these things you're talking about are in a book.
Right.
And I know it took you. I know that you've been working on that for a long time.
I've been working on this, the Ozark Mountain Daredevils memoirs. It's called It Shined,
mm-hmm.
The Saga of the Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
Yeah, I was honored to be able to see some of the art today. Man, mm-hmm. That's, I love it.
I've been at it for about 5 years. I started about 5 years ago writing stories. I've always been, for the last 20 years, I've written newspaper articles and essays and columns for various newspapers. And when the publisher calls me, he says, can you give me 1,500 words about this? A lot of them were about baseball. That's a whole other chapter.
Another of your loves.
Yeah. So I started writing these columns, 1,500 words. And I would get them published in newspapers around Missouri. So I looked at it, and I really, really enjoyed it. I just love sitting there for 3 or 4 days,
mm-hmm.
all by myself in a dark room and just writing. So I figured, wait a minute, if I can take a 1,500-word essay, if I can write 30 of those and string them together, I've got a book. So I sat down, and I started the very first rehearsal. But when we were the family tree, And I wrote about that. Then I wrote about going to A&M. Then I wrote about changing the name. Then I wrote about the first album, the second album, the third album, the fourth album, the fifth album,
etc. And everybody's going to have to wait to hear about it all just so they can buy that book, right? Yeah, man. Well, that's good.
And,
I love it.
And like I said, Ronson, it took me about 5 years to write. And it'll be out really soon, and I'm really excited about it. But it's a very funny story because it's a very American story. It's a very Midwestern story. We didn't come out of New York. We didn't come out of L.A. We didn't come out of San Francisco. You know, we came out of rural Missouri.